The story in the first reading today is again another one of my favorite, to show us that as we get closer and closer to Holy Week, we often hear the stories of almost on the verge of despair, desperation. And yet, at that moment when it seemed like all hope is lost, nothing good can come out of this, God delivered His people. One of the titles that the people of Israel gave to God is Deliverer, the one who delivered them from evil, the one who delivered them into salvation, the one who redeemed them, the one who loved them, the one who gave life. And as we heard in the first reading today, for Nebuchadnezzar, the God of Israel is just one God among many. Many, that perhaps its vast empire, every nation, every culture, every people that he have conquered have their own set of gods. And there are many of them. But those gods didn't gain him the empire. Those gods were worthless. Because if those gods were truly powerful, then those nations wouldn't be conquered by him. So he thinks only his gods, its set of gods, are powerful because they have put him into power. Therefore, who is he to be fearful of the one true God of a nation that he had conquered? Therefore, he despised them. Therefore, he didn't have to really accept or really care about these peasants of his. Yet, Daniel and his three companions put their faith in God, who is their deliverer, and to show that God did not fail those who are faithful to him. They went through the trials. They had to endure the pains, the suffering, the hardship, the rejection, the abandonment, losing everything. But in the last moment when it seems like nothing good can come out of this, God delivered them. We see this in our very own lives too. Oftentimes we have to go through trials and hardships, pains and suffering. But God has always been faithful. He did not make everything perfect, but he will give us enough grace to bear all hardship. And to bear all hardship for the sake of truth, for the sake of love, for the sake of life is our vocation. How sad it is if we try to gain the whole world and to please everyone, but to hear from Jesus said, "You are trying to kill me. You're trying to silence me because my word had no room in you." The most despicable thing that we could ever have in our life is that our heart no longer have room for God. And the word of God no longer change us. And we want to silence it. This is what our society want to do. It want to make a lot of noises in order to silence God. It want to make no more room for God, except to fill us with more and more busyness, more things that make us be distracted from God. Yet in the midst of everything, we're called to make room for God. We're called to be Jesus' own disciples, to live in the truth, and according to Jesus, the truth will set you free. Therefore, as we get closer and closer to Holy Week, may we truly believe that the truth, the faithfulness, and to be called disciples of Christ is our greatest joy. And that will give us true freedom, will set us free from all the noisiness, all the emptiness, all the false stuff that's going on in this world. Let us make the time, make the room, make the effort, so that God is our first and foremost. For God is the only one who can truly deliver us from all evils, all lies, all manipulations, and all the things that this world has falsely promised us.